The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
This is a beautiful day here, and welcome to the show, Kiss Your Life Hello. This is Dr. Vijay. Dr. H is unfortunately occupied this wonderful day, probably doing some fantastic things in his own hometown. But we have a wonderful program lined up for you. And I'm so glad that you're joining us this morning and, you know, later on when we are telecasting this the show again this evening. So I want to start off with doing what our usual segment is about what's happening in the current, medical world and what's affecting people. And one of the things that I get a frequent questions on and email communications and, you know, listeners and people calling in is how to partner up with your doctor. In fact, what is good medical care? And how we define good medical care, and in terms of how much involved should you be. So, for example, you know, the pain in your arthritic knee is more than you can bear. Now, should you have a knee replacement? Now, you go to your doctor's office and you tell your doctor, okay, I have a problem here or something, or symptoms, and he says, you have localized prostate cancer. And then you decide, should you have surgery to remove your prostate gland? Or wait to see the cancer worsens? Or maybe a blood test shows that your cholesterol is high. Should you change your diet and try to lose weight? Or take a cholesterol-lowering drug? Now, these are medical decisions that, you know, we all have at one point of time. If not us, then our friends or loved ones. So what do? And usually, most people or many people let their doctors decide, relying on the notion that doctor knows best. But that approach rarely works anymore. I hate to say this to you, but again, that approach rarely works anymore. Doctors, especially primary care physicians, cannot always keep up with a flood of research on every condition they see. There are tons and tons of research there. For example, there are at least 10 treatment options for knee osteoarthritis, for example, each of which at least has some supporting evidence. And sometimes doctors can't know best simply because research hasn't determined what the best approach is. Now, this is an important problem because in those cases, the patient's preferences should play an equally important role. But all too often, it's just doctors who decide based on such factors as their experience, financial priorities, or training, not necessarily their patient's best interests. For example, I'm quoting here a study of 1,057 doctor-patient visits involving more than 3,500 clinical decisions. And you know what? They found that only 9% provided the patient with adequate information to make an informed choice. Another study of 51 doctor-family conferences on end-of-life care, for example, found that only 2% met standards for shared decision-making. So what are the steps you can do to improve your medical care by partnering with your doctor? The first thing is teamwork. Shared decisions should always involve teamwork between experts. And one is the clinician who can help you figure out what your options are given your situation. But the other is you as the patient or the caregiver, you know, the loved one, you know, who's battling the whatever crisis or medical challenge. And that person or that patient's informed preferences matter. The shared part is the exchange between both of you to figure out what your best choice is. Now, patients often ask doctors what they would do, but since the doctor may not have the same concerns or priorities as you, the answer should not be, oh, do this or that. A better response would be, people who feel the way you do usually choose this option. Something like that that the doctor can say to you. Now, the Michael Berry, Dr. Berry is the president of the Foundation for Informed Medical Decision Making in Boston and a professor of medicine at the Harvard Medical School, says that patient involvement is essential not only when the evidence is uncertain, but also under the following circumstances. And I'll just paraphrase briefly what Dr. Berry has said. Elective surgery. Procedures like the cataract surgery or hip or knee replacement are meant to improve the quality of life. The decision should be based mainly on how severely the condition interferes with the ability to function, not when your doctor or specialist says it's time or when a surgeon says he or she can fit you in. That's a very common excuse, believe it or not. The second thing is long-term drug therapy. People, for example, with moderately elevated blood pressure, for example, and no other risk factors for a heart attack or stroke might reasonably opt for lifestyle changes before resorting to medication. Thirdly, screening tests. Screening tests can do more harm than good. A 2006 study found that more than 40% of checkups included screening tests whose benefits are unproven, for example, and useless. And unless you have symptoms that suggest, for example, coronary heart disease, or you are at a high risk for it, you generally don't need a stress test. Even advice on exams that used to be routine, like yearly mammograms, is no longer simple now that new guidelines say that most women in their 40s should discuss the pros and cons of the test with their doctor first. And another area is diagnostic tests. These are generally necessary only if the results help guide treatment decisions. For example, a common thing is while MRI for lower back pain might reveal a disc problem, that doesn't mean the disc is the cause of the pain, since such abnormalities often show up in people without back pain too. And most back pain resolves on its own within a month or two. So there are a number of questions that, you know, you can ask your doctor, and you can exchange collaboration. For example, how quickly do I have to decide? Secondly, what happens if I do nothing? Third, what are other options? Fourthly, what are the goals of the treatment? Fifth, what are the risks and benefits? And lastly, not the least, where can I get more information? So for anyone who needs more information on what we have discussed, please write to us at info@kissyourlifehello.com. And I will be happy to send you more of some of the key questions that you can ask and elaborate on, you know, what you can ask your doctor. But it's a very important criteria that, you know, we should take into mind when you're going to a doctor's visit and, you know, something of a medical challenge hits you in the face and catch you off your balance, and you need to know, you know, how can I handle this situation? And if you're going with the loved one and you are the caregiver, you also need to know what to do. And doctor doesn't always know the best. So this is for the first part of the segment, something to ponder over. And please give us a call or email us again at info@kissyourlifehello.com if you have questions on this. We have very interesting article here that I think I would like to share with you guys. This is about salt. And it's interesting because salt, how low should you go? And we know that most of us need to cut back on sodium as well as fat and calories, but how much and how differs for each person. So this is an interesting thing that a lot of the average person in the U.S. consumes about 3,500 milligrams of sodium a day, and that's more than twice the 1,500 milligrams maximum recommended for African Americans, people over 40 and older, and anyone with high blood pressure. These groups together represent about 70% of the population, and is even well above the 2,300 milligram maximum recommended for everyone else. The most important thing, of course, is to cut back. And unfortunately, research suggests that most people's, the good thing here is most people's craving for salt drops after a few weeks of cutting back on it. So it's an important thing to remember that instead the main problem is that most sodium comes from processed, packaged, and restaurant foods. And that's a very, very important part, that 77% of the sodium in our diet comes from packaged and restaurant foods. 6% is a table food. About 12% is naturally occurring. 5% only occurs while cooking. So there you have it. And cutting back, you know, actually requires cooking more from scratch and eating more fresh foods and going out to restaurants less often. And so for some, making those changes may seem so daunting that they just give up. And while most of us should try to cut back on sodium, it's more important for some people than others. So this is a very, very important thing to remember, because different people have sensitivity to sodium, and not everybody responds in the same way. And while some people are sensitive to the mineral, meaning that even a little bit can cause a big jump in blood pressure, others have little response even to large quantities. And part of the sensitivity depends also on your genes. Age and sex also matter. And sodium sensitivity, we know, generally increases as you get older, particularly in women after menopause. And most African Americans tend to respond to it more than some others do. So there you have it. But sodium sensitivity also depends on factors you can control. And it's important to bear these factors in mind, because they can be very, very helpful. So the following measures can affect how much you need to worry about sodium by reducing your sodium sensitivity, improving your blood pressure, or both. The first thing is exercise. Now, aerobic workouts, we have found, like brisk walking or lower blood pressure, directly by strengthening the heart and relaxing the blood vessels, making it easier for the heart to work. A Minnesota study found that exercise also reduced the way sodium affected blood pressure. The researchers had 31 people with an average age of 63 walk 3 times a week for 40 minutes a session. After 6 months, the percentage of people whose blood pressure went up when they ate a high sodium diet dropped from 65% to 39%. People who work out hard, very hard, may actually need extra sodium, because heavy sweating can deplete it. The second measure you can do is to lose weight, because it seems that, you know, too much body fat, especially in the abdomen, interferes with the ability of the hormone insulin to ferry sugar from the blood into the blood cells, the body cells. And some research actually suggests that such insulin resistance may make the body more sensitive to sodium. So that explains why overweight people and those with type 2 diabetes tend to have higher blood pressure, and why losing weight helps lower it. Some people can reduce or even eliminate their need for blood pressure drugs through weight loss alone. So this is a very important thing. The third measure is to drink moderately, if at all. We know that heavy drinking can sharply raise blood pressure. And one reason may be that people who drink heavily respond strongly to sodium, even after they give up alcohol. This is what the research is suggesting. So avoid alcohol or keep your drinking under control. That generally means no more than one drink a day for women, 2 for men. So, and then the other last thing here, the measure that we can take, is eating right. And when you eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables, whole grains, and low-fat dairy products, helps keep blood pressure low. And that's partly because these foods contain nutrients, especially calcium and potassium, that appear to blunt the effect of sodium on blood pressure. In addition to dairy products, good sources of calcium include dark green leafy vegetables, nuts, and the sardines. And foods particularly high in potassium include avocados, bananas, grapefruit, potatoes, and raisins. So there you have it. You know, listeners, this is such an important topic about how much salt should we do. And it's such a preventable, you know, easy to control within our means. Once we have awareness, we can start taking responsibility for health and well-being. Now, having said that, I just want to introduce our guest for today, who's going to come on after the break. Her name is Terry Kovitiker, and Ms. Kovitiker is going to talk about her book, which is absolutely phenomenal. It's Living Your Bliss. So when we come back from the break, I want to introduce you to Ms. Terry Whitaker, Cole Whitaker.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show. Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. VJ, and with me we have a fantastic author here with me, Ms. Terry Whitaker. And Terry, you've written a fabulous book called Live Your Bliss. Welcome to the show, and we're very, very delighted and honored to have you with us.
Well, thank you. It's such a pleasure to be with you, and I was listening to you before, and it's you giving people such wonderful advice to take responsibility for their health and well-being.
Well, that's what a part of the you know, a very important message that we have for the show.
Yes.
Is how to tell people that, you know, we have choices.
Yes.
And how do we bring more awareness into our lives about exercising these choices? Now, the title of your book was fabulous, and we'll talk about your first book in just a short while. But tell us a little bit about your background and how you came about to write this fabulous book, Live Your Bliss.
Well, I'm a researcher. I call that a spiritual researcher, a wellness researcher. You know, and I study science and philosophy, and I've studied all the great religions of the world. I lived in India for many years and studied with great masters and teachers there. And I had a ministry that I started in San Diego in 1977, and we had like 25 people in the congregation, and it grew to over 5,000 on Easter Sundays, and is very successful. Had an international television a ministry. In fact, I'm now starting to post on my website and YouTube some of those old shows that that were so wonderful that people loved. And I had an international television ministry before internet and no cable. It was all network television. And then I knew something was missing in my spiritual life, and I felt like my spiritual life was most important. And back in 1985, then I went on a spiritual vision quest, pilgrimage, and it took many years because, you know, I had to go through the dark night of the soul. That's when we're letting go of so much of our programming and our conditioning, right, in order to find the real person that we really are. And so, and I've written, this is my sixth published book, and as we mentioned before, when we were talking, my first book was What You Think of Me Is None of My Business.
It's a great book.
It's a great book.
It's still in print, and it's still out there.
And they can get it on Amazon. It's great for people that, you know, because oftentimes we just let other people control us, and that's really what you're talking about, is we tend to just give people the power because we've been, in a sense, indoctrinated in our schools and, you know, so many fear-based religions and all of this that, you know, I call it, you know, we've been dumbed down and processed and conditioned, and we just then give our power away to others when we're really very, very powerful. And bliss is, and this, my book now, Live Your Bliss, is really that we're supposed to be in bliss all the time, but people can't, they tend not to believe that. They can believe they can be miserable all the time. But to understand that the nature of the soul is actually bliss, and we are souls, so we're eternal, and we are always conscious and have access to knowledge, and bliss is our nature. And why it's so important, and just even in your work in health, that the way to destroy your immune system is to be miserable all the time.
Yes.
And the way, actually, a smile and to be happy builds the immune system and builds wonderful relationships. So Live Your Bliss is my newest book, and I just really want everybody to have it because it's so good.
Now, for people who don't know about the book or don't know where you're coming from, you know, would you say it's more like in a class of a therapy? Is it spiritual? Does it have any kind of religious, leaning? Because
right,
you're talking about soul and bliss. How would you put it for an everyday person, you know, who's living
okay,
a very hectic life?
Yes.
You know, worried about all the financial gloom and doom and, you know, health challenges. How can they follow the bliss? What is that word?
All right, yes. Well, bliss is different from happiness. And I want to explain like this, because sometimes we can be happy and then the next moment miserable.
Right.
You know, we can be feeling really happy and then someone gives us a call on the phone and tells us what a loser we are, or they tell us, you know, they're going to close on our home, or, you know, you're going to lose your job. And then all of a sudden we're down in the depths of despair. And what that tends to be is because we go between pain and pleasure. And that is the way the dual world works. And so, yes, my book is about spirituality. It doesn't lean towards any particular religion, but I acknowledge the leaders of all the great religions of the world and such. But I'm a researcher, so I go past what we've been taught to believe is true. And so I, you know, go through and find ancient texts. And that's a lot of what I did in India, is finding these ancient texts that have been also translated into English that actually tell us about who we are as spiritual beings. And that's why it's very important, because as I share in Live Your Bliss, we have to live in two worlds at the same time. One is the world of who we are, our real nature. And the other one is we're living in a material world. So we also have to understand how it functions and how it works, which is explained by 7 Hermetic axioms. And so it's very important because, see, the mind is and what we're taught in ancient teachings is that the mind is a tool. We're not a mind, we have a mind. And unless we control the mind is the greatest terrorist weapon ever invented. And one thought can just destroy a person's whole day. You know, even a whole life. you have some thoughts and beliefs. And that's why the unexamined life, and I forgot who it was, some great thinker, said the unexamined life is not worth living because we just take what we've been given, that other people told us, instead of really finding out who we are, what our lives are about, what's possible for us now and forever. And so that's really what Live Your Bliss is about my 50 years of research. And what I have found is the best that I have ever found, because I'm a serious pleasure seeker. That means we all want to be happy. And that's the nature. Your dog wants to be happy. The cat wants to be happy. You know, the cow wants to be happy. We want to be happy. And so we're always, we're trying to avoid pain and suffering and trying to make decisions that are going to bring us happiness. So we have to first understand that we are these pleasure seekers. And as such, we want to find the highest bliss, which is a state of being above and beyond, in a sense, the world that we live in. It's our own divine nature. And how to attain that topmost bliss and joy and love all the time. So that's now, what my work has been.
Now, what are some of the practical steps that people can take? For example, like, how do you start, if that's the way to put it? How do you recommend?
All right. Well, first, what I want people to do is to understand the difference between who them and the body. So I tell, like in a seminar, I would say, Dr. Vijay, that I would say, you're not a body, you have a body. So it's like you think of your body as like a car. It's a vehicle. But you're the driver. You're not the car itself, because we all know that life is eternal. And the body that we're in is a temporary situation. And then I also tell people to say, you're not a mind, you have a mind. So what we are is the mind is a tool. So for people to understand that, I ask that they take some time to observe their thoughts and absorb their reactions. And most people are just reactors.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just reacting to what's going on rather than acting and consciously making choices. And what we are is we're creatures of habit. So whatever's in our subconscious, you know, our experience, that's why history repeats itself, because instead of getting knowledge beyond what we've known, we just keep acting from our subconscious, which is regurgitating our memories of what we've known and done before.
So in essence, we are playing the same old gramophone of our life lessons over and over again because we just don't get it.
Yeah, that's it. But the problem is we don't know that there's something else. And because then what happens is information, you might even call it the thought wars, but information is held in place by fear. And so ridicule is one of the ways that disinformation, that means that people are stop themselves from trusting themselves. And this is really a time we've got to learn how to trust our inner guidance and to our knowingness, instead of living from our mind, because the mind is a computer. And a person wouldn't think of going to the computer in the morning and say, well, how am I supposed to live my life? You know, we would go to the computer to use it. We would use the mind in order to say, okay, this is what I want to do, mind. And then the mind, and then we use the intelligence, and it works it out. But we also have other powers besides these material powers. We have great powers of creation and manifestation and great powers of love. So that's what really Live Your Bliss is about, is teaching people that you can have pleasurable relationships. You can have the work that you love that prospers you. You can be healthy. I have a whole chapter on, being healthy in the body. And I've overcome many different health problems, you know, even living in India, by simply, understanding how the body works. And it's not difficult.
Well, this is very great news, and it's something that, you know, can open up another. It's a don't know. What you don't know, you don't know. And your book actually provides a lot of information, very practical information, but it's backed, like you said, 50 years of your research
yes.
into some of the most difficult esoteric spiritual practice. But you have laid it out in very, very simple but elegant terms that anyone can understand. Now, when we come back from the break, I want to talk more about how does follow your bliss, live your bliss, how does that relate to health again and
okay.
well-being? So
okay.
when we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit more.
Steps to a Healthier You. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure, all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com or call 877-853-PURE. Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
What is whole person healing via body, via mind, and via spirit? It's a dedication to the widest selection of healing practices worldwide whenever possible. Hosted by Professor Rustam Roy, a noted materials scientist and the founder of Friends of Health, who will be here each weekend with the most in-depth information about whole person healing from the world's leading practitioners, spokespersons, and major supporters for this viewpoint. Tune in every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Vijay, and with us we have Ms. Terry Kowitaker. And Terry has written a wonderful, fabulous book called Live Your Bliss, How You Can Live From Within and Follow the Precepts of Your Being and Manifest and Co-Create What You Want Out in the World. Now, Terry, tell us again, where can we find your book?
Live Your Bliss, they can get on Amazon.com, and there's a really good price for it there. And you think about here, what I love is about a book, you can get someone's lifetime knowledge and research for $14.95 or $10.95, and you can receive that great knowledge so that you don't make any more mistakes, and you know exactly what to do to bring you what you really want in life. And they can get that on Amazon.com. They can get it at Barnes & Noble, and also they can go to my website, which is www.terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Cole, C-O-L-E, Whitaker, W-H-I-T-T-A-K-E-R.com, TerryColeWhitaker.com. Yeah, and I have a free gift for people that come to the website, and it's a wonderful little book called Three Keys to Fortune.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
And now, this, you know, we were talking a little bit more about, you know, your book, because it's a very, very important book about what we are talking about, health and well-being, on our show a lot.
Yes.
How does follow your bliss, I mean, relate to a person's health and well-being? Now, we talked a little bit about the immune system, and
right.
we know, you know, being not just being happy, but living from the bliss and the joy within, you know, enhances your health and well-being. But tell us more about your own personal experiences in the matter of health and well-being and living your bliss.
All right. What happens when, what I would say is that the world has been in a sad and mad state because we have been sad and mad, not the other way around. And we tend to believe that what is happening in our relationships, health, finances, career, causes us to feel a certain way and is in control of our actions. So it's like even in eating, that when we know, like when we're feeling bad, then we tend to maybe want to drown our sorrows with some, you know, over an abundance of alcohol, or eating all comfort foods like, you know, hot fudge sundaes at midnight, that sort of thing. And really that, finding that we also then feel guilty. And many years ago, doctor, I was, an alcoholic, and also I had also eating problem because I was always about my weight up and down. And what I did is I noticed I would feel guilty, and then the guilt then, because of the things I would say to people when I was haven't had too much to drink, or and my body felt yucky and all of this sort of thing, and the guilt would make me feel bad. And when people feel bad, they want to feel good, because see, basically we are good, all souls are good, but it's our what's in our computer, that means our concepts and our beliefs, that cause us all the trouble. So anyway, I developed this Love and Enlightenment weight loss and vital health program, and I did that about that time. So how I got over both of them is I started noticing how yucky I felt, you know, after, you know, eating too much, stuffed, had the extra weight, which then puts the extra weight on your organs of your body, and then felt guilty, and then to feel guilty, I had to have another drink and eat more and all that sort of thing. So I stopped feeling guilty. And that's one of the big things, is that oftentimes, you know, erroneous belief systems are held in place by guilt, by shame, by fear. And so we think that if I shame myself enough, I'll stop eating so much. If I shame myself enough, I'll stop drinking, or I'll stop doing the drugs, or I'll stop gambling, or blah, blah, whatever it is. That's not true. And so what I did was I just decided not to judge myself anymore, and I prayed to my God, and I said, please take these away from me. And so it's so amazing how when I got into my bliss, instead of torturing myself with guilt, I had less and less desire to overeat, and then I found that if I wanted to have a hot fudge sundae, I could have it in the morning. And not at night, because you know how they get pigs to be fat? They feed them at night, turn the lights off, and they go to sleep, and in the morning it turns into fat. So, and this whole sense of the, we're taught that you have to feel bad, and you have to feel ashamed, and you have to feel guilty, and that you have to be afraid. And if we notice, and I want the listeners to notice how much fear is running their lives.
Yes.
Anxiety. Always, what, the other shoe's gonna fall, or my mate's gonna leave me, or I'm gonna lose my house, I'm gonna lose my job. So the so-called powers that be in the world use this fear to control us. And it's because we just don't know who we are. And nothing can happen in our lives, really, unless we agree to it. I remember years ago, Doctor, there was a mother that came to me, and her daughter was a cocaine addict, and she would use a hypodermic needle and actually put the cocaine in her body that way. And this is when I had my ministry, and she said, would you counsel her? And I thought, well, let me meditate on this, because I'd never had any, I didn't know how to deal with somebody who was a cocaine addict. And I finally said, well, you know, I'm going to try this practice. So I said, yes, I would. So what I made a commitment was to never criticize her, never judge her, and never give her advice. I would just love her. So she would come in. I'd be all prepared, meditate, keep myself in a high state of being. And she would say, well, you know, I shot up yesterday with cocaine. I said, oh, that's nice. How was it? And she'd go, oh. And then I was a safe harbor for her, that she never felt bad around me. And you know what? She gave it all up. And I said, oh, that's wonderful. I just let it be whatever she wanted. And I was someone that didn't agree that she was bad or that she was wrong or something was wrong with her. Because what was she trying to do? She was trying to ease her pain. And what is the pain? The pain comes from the mind first. The pain comes from the mind that says you're no good. The pain comes from the mind that says, you know, you're going to starve to death in the future. And, you know, so we've got all these people that know what our fears are and then just jerk us around with all of this when we've got the power now to create our present and our future as we desire.
Well, that's a very, very important message, because very often now, especially these days, when you're living such a hectic life and stressed up life and worry, we always think that, you know, we are wrong and we are bad, and, you know, the guilt complex is so strong in us, and it manifests us in different ways. You know, drug abuse, medication abuse, abusing, you know, our bodies, you know, the list is just practically endless. But when we come down to it, as you rightly pointed out, Terry, the guilt and anxiety is something that we see so often in ourselves, in our family members, right, in our friends. And it's easy to point fingers at other people and say, well, that person is driven by guilt. But what about us? We all have it.
Because it's programmed into
us.
Absolutely.
And we recognize it and we are aware of it. Then we can start taking responsibility. Now, again, you know, what is the message that you want to leave our listeners with, Terry?
Well, Doctor, what I really want to leave all the listeners with is the knowledge that you are powerful, that you as a spiritual being have amazing powers of creation. You have the power of love. Love is part of your nature. Bliss is your nature. You're eternal. You were never born. You'll never die because you are a spiritual being. And that the outer world is a creation of our inner world of thoughts and beliefs and what we act on. And to really encourage people to get my book, Live Your Bliss, to listen to your radio program, to really get your own knowledge and not what you're taught from the conventional media and what you learned in school and such, but to go outside that and to really get knowledge. And when you do that, really, I call it sacred knowledge. That is the greatest power in the world, because now you can make conscious choices that benefit you, instead of basically being a reactor that's just making choices from the way you have made choices. And one of the things is so important is that what we tend to do is keep doing the same things over and over, thinking and expecting it's going to be different. But I think it was it Gandhi that said, you can't, no, maybe it was Einstein, but it was either Einstein or Gandhi.
I think it was Einstein. I know what you mean.
I know, but you can't try and solve a problem
from where it came from.
Yeah, in the same way you created the problem.
Yes.
And so that's what we have to get, that we are really powerful. And now bliss is very, very important because of the high vibration. And the higher you are in consciousness, the more loving, the more blissful, the more joyful, the less can negative influences affect you in any way.
Mm. that's a very, 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 very important point to live with. And you can just take that point of view and change your entire, transform. I wouldn't even say change. You can transform your entire life. This is a very, very transformational book. It's called Live Your Bliss, and the author is Terry Cole Whitaker. And again, your website is, the book is available at Amazon.com and in all major bookstores. And your website is TerryColeWhitaker.com.
And put they have to put the three W's in front.
Three W's in front.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And thank you so much, Terry, for being on our show. And
thank you
really
for asking me. It's so nice to meet you.
Thank you. And we look forward to having you back on again when you write your seventh book and to talk about the number of things that you have created in your life and helped how many people and, you know, to live their bliss. Thank
you
so
much. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
The incidence of autism has increased at an alarming rate. Approximately 1 in 150 children are affected by autism, giving autism the undesired ranking as the most prevalent childhood developmental disorder in the U.S. 67 children will be diagnosed today. That is nearly one child every 20 minutes. Autism One, a conversation of hope, brought to you by Enzymedica, hosted by Terry Aranga, illuminates how right now there is more reason than ever for individuals with autism spectrum disorders and their families to have the best hope for the brightest future. Autism is treatable, and given appropriate therapies, children are recovering. With well-known researchers and doctors, members of Congress, and expert service providers from a wide range of disciplines, Terry offers interviews and insights highlighting the progress in areas related to autism spectrum disorders such as biomedical research and treatment, communication, education, and behavioral modalities, sociological and philosophical issues, and legislative advocacy and insurance concerns. Autism One, a conversation of hope, broadcasts each Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific. On the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Autism One, a conversation of hope. Through education and conversation, there is hope.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Hello there. Welcome back, everyone, to this final segment here of Kiss Your Life Hello show for today. But we had a very, very interesting guest with us, Ms. Terry Cole Whitaker, and she talked about her book, A Live Your Bliss. Now, there were some very, very important correlates of that, especially particularly points that she raised about, you know, how you don't give your power away to anyone else. And we started the show, and I talked about, you know, people who give away their power to doctors. You know, they say doctor knows best.
and, you know, you're caught in a difficult situation and you don't know what to do. Well, Terry Cole Whitaker has given us her solution. After 50 years of research and, you know, traveling all over the world and, you know, bringing her film crew and her film ministry, you know, to so many parts of the world, particularly India, and learning really at the feet of great masters and sages and, you know, and all religious traditions speak about, you know, being letting go of judgment and being connected with your own being. Now, I've known many people, and I'm sure you have too, that who have spent years exercising daily and getting massages, doing yoga, and faithfully following one food or vitamin regime after another. And they're pursuing various, you know, spiritual teachers and different styles of meditation, all in the name of taking care of themselves. And then something bad happens to them. And then it seems as if all those years don't seem to have added up to the inner strength and kindness for themselves that they need in order to relate with what's happening or the challenge that they're just facing. And they don't add up also to being able to help other people or the environment. So just taking care of ourselves, it just becomes all about me. It never gets at the unshakable tenderness and confidence that we'll need to develop when everything falls apart. And falling apart, from my experience, our dear listeners, you know, it can happen any time. Everybody is susceptible to it. Doesn't matter what your economic class is, you're rich or poor, or what your gender is, whether you're male or female, and I think all of us know this. But when we start to develop, an unconditional acceptance of ourselves, what Terry Cole Whitaker was just talking about, you know, having the faith and confidence in our bliss, in the deepest core of how we all are as human beings, that we have a joy within ourselves, and we can develop that joy and that voice within. And then we can really start taking care of ourselves in a way that pays off. Why? Because we feel more at home with our own bodies and our own minds, and more at home with the world. And as our kindness for ourselves grows, so does kindness for other people. Now, it's a very fundamental and a truth, and I think many of us are beginning to feel this, that when you really, really start to take care of ourselves, you know, following the joy within and doing the right thing and learning to meditate and the spiritual practices, you know, we have to, first of all, the first parameter is to have unconditional acceptance of ourselves. And when we can take ourselves as we are in the here and now, present wherever we are, however our bodies and challenges present ourselves, then we can start feeling kindness for the world, for other people, and then we can start looking at peace. And the peace that we're looking for is not peace that crumbles as soon as there is difficulty or chaos, because we start to develop that inner peace or global peace or a combination of the two. The way to experience it is to build on the foundation of unconditional openness to everything that arises. So following and living your bliss is not just a spiritual or a cliche or a metaphor. It's the foundation of how to achieve peace in our life. And peace isn't an experience of free of challenges, by no means. It is not, doesn't mean free of rough and smooth. It's an experience that expansive enough to include all that arises without feeling threatened. And sometimes I wonder, I wonder myself, how do I respond to an emergency? And when I go through an emergency, when I go through health challenges, and then I realize and I come back on the other end, I says, my God, you know, those last few weeks were hell. And, you know, I went through the mill, you know, and I hear stories about people's bravery emerging in crisis. But I've also heard some very painful stories from people who weren't able to reach out to others in need because they were so afraid of themselves or for themselves. So we really never know which way it will go. So I ponder sometimes what would happen, for instance, you know, if there was a situation when I had no food or I had a little bit of bread, would I share it with others who were starving? Would I keep it for myself? If I contemplate this question when I'm feeling the discomfort of even mild hunger, it makes the process more honest. So So there are different ways that, you know, we can look at ourselves and, you know, feeling what is real, what is our bliss, you know, how do we make real challenges when, you know, sometimes there is no challenge in view and you don't know when the next challenge is going to happen. You know, so just, you know, for example, even just feeling the discomfort, you know, of having a little bit of hunger, you know, it makes me more honest that, you know, the reality gets to me that if I give away all my food, then the hunger I'm feeling won't be going away. Maybe another person will feel better, but for sure, physically, I will feel worse. So sometimes, you know, bringing on these challenges ourselves, like, for example, you know, skipping a meal once a week, for example, or just, you know, every now and then not eating for one day a week, or just skipping a meal, will briefly put ourselves in the shoes of those who are starving all over the world. And it's practices like this that develop solidarity, you know, within it, yourself and myself, that I have found it can bring up panic and self-protectiveness. So the question then becomes, what do we do with this distress? So following our inner percepts and inner guidance and, you know, putting ourselves, thinking out of the box, not just being comfort zone, but getting out of our comfort zone, you know, that's where we can find our bliss. And it's a process. It is a journey. And it's a journey that, you know, as human beings, we all have to take. You know, some of us, you know, kicking and screaming. Some of us, you know, voluntarily we want to expose ourselves and find out, you know, how can we bring the inner peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. So this is a very, very important, you know, transformational moment for myself, and I hope for your listeners, So until we come back next week, you know, this is Dr. Vijay signing off on behalf of Dr. H. We wish you all the very best and all the blessings for the week ahead. Much love and taking care. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.